Blake Masters, Google rigged the 2020 election. By Alam Bokhari on June 7, 2022. Blake Masters, the Arizona Senate candidate who recently won the endorsement of Donald Trump, appeared on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM this weekend, where he outlined his plan to take on big tech's election interference if elected to the U.S. Senate. Masters, who grew up in Tucson, Arizona, is a former Silicon Valley venture capitalist. The Senate candidate told Breitbart News political editor Matt Boyle that Google was by far the greatest threat to U.S. election integrity, and promised to use his experience in the tech industry to restrain the company. "I think we let Google swing the 2020 presidential election, I'll say that," said Masters. "Most people in the U.S. Senate don't understand how technology works like I do. They don't care, they don't know how bad these companies are, well, I do. So I'm going to use that background that I have to go in and find a way to meaningfully restrain these companies and make them behave." Twitter is by far the most ideological, they're the most crazy left-wing. But they're also, while powerful, probably less powerful than Facebook and Google. You've got a few problems. One is censorship. It's crazy that Facebook and Twitter were allowed to deplatform President Trump. He was still the president of the United States when they kicked him off. I think that should be illegal. We've got to treat these companies like common carriers. We regulate them like the phone company. The phone company can't listen into you and me have a conversation and decide, oh, that's too conservative, these Breitbart guys, we're going to shut them down. They're not allowed to do that. They'd probably love to do that, but we don't allow them to discriminate against users because of their politics. So why on earth, at this point, wouldn't we treat Facebook and Twitter the same way? We'll just ban political discrimination. A little bit easier said than done, but I know how to do that. The harder problem will be to restrain Google. Because like you said, if they just subtly tweak their search engine algorithms, they have a complete monopoly on the US search engine market. If they're subtle enough, they could boost Biden content, suppress Trump content in the weeks preceding the 2020 election, and boom, that's a rigged election. You know, I can't prove that they did that. But come on. They're clever people, they've got the motive, they've got the opportunity. So we've got to find a way to convene an investigative team to go in there. We're going to forcefully embed a team of software engineers. I'll personally oversee them in the Senate. And we're going to make sure Google isn't rigging the election weeks before anybody votes. I think if we don't do that, you can do whatever you want at the local level. Tighten up election security, that's great. We need to do that. But if we don't get a hold of Google, we're not going to have free and fair elections in this country. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election. Follow him on Twitter at LibertarianBlue.